This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After he finished his speech today up in Minnesota, the one not really about the unemployment report, President Obama still had a full day and night ahead of him, six fundraisers for his campaign and state Democratic parties. Next week, he comes back here to Los Angeles for another one. Not a fancy dinner at George Clooney's house again. The president is headed this time to a neighborhood called View Park for breakfast. If you've never heard of View Park, it's in South L.A., where it's often referred to as the Black Beverly Hills. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Shireen Marisol Meraji tells us more.
Everybody's heard about Beverly Hills and Bel Air, but real estate agent Joe Ramsey, a 40-year View Park resident, thinks her neighborhood is just as fabulous. She hops in my car and we tour the hilltop lined with custom homes, many built in the late 30s.
This is the maid's quarters with a two-car garage.
Ms. Ramsey points to one that takes up a huge lot and has an insane view of downtown L.A. A
lot of doctors and judges and lawyers.
And celebrities have called View Park home.
This was where Debbie Allen lived. That was her house.
Ike and Tina Turner lived in View Park. And I'll drop one more name. The genius, Ray Charles.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.
The story of these wealthy, beautiful Black communities, you know, they're born out of white flight and redlining and, mortgage discrimination and all kind of difficulties.
Angela James is a sociologist who teaches at Loyola Marymount University. She says 60 years ago, African Americans couldn't buy property in View Park and could only live there as servants. But after the 1965 Watts riots, upper middle class whites fled South L.A.
So Black lawyers, doctors, entertainers replaced white entertainers and professionals.
Today, View Park is more than 80% African American. The median income is $85,000 a year. That, says James, is rare. Majority African American is usually synonymous with poverty, not wealth.
View Park, where the president will appear, is less than 2 miles from the area of Los Angeles colloquially known as the jungle.
You see, unlike Beverly Hills or Bel Air, View Park is very close to gang-riddled, low-income neighborhoods. And James says that is something middle and upper-class African Americans deal with much more often than their white counterparts. Living near poor areas and being the same race creates something she calls linked fate.
They view what's going to happen to me is predicated not just by my tax bracket. What's going to happen to me and my children is inextricably linked to what happens to other people in this racial group. What happens to Black people matters to me.
And Angela James says it matters quite a bit when middle-class African Americans go to vote.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
A couple of weeks back, View Park neighbors oohed and aahed over fancy landscaping at a garden tour. I couldn't resist chatting with people about President Obama's upcoming visit. I actually broke the news to Carol Thompson and her friend Barbara Windsor.
We heard about him going to George Clooney's house. That's money. This community doesn't have that kind of money.
Although this is a pretty fabulous upscale neighborhood.
But it's not $100,000 a plague neighborhood. It's not even a $50,000. People have to pay their mortgages here. They can't afford that.
So it would be a pleasure to see Obama here. He goes to Beverly Hills. Let him come down here where the real people live.
$2,500 can buy you a seat at the fundraiser. For $5,000, you'll get a photo with President Obama. Carol Thompson just wants to catch a glimpse of his motorcade rolling through View Park.
Can you imagine what it would do for this community for the president to come? I was telling all my neighbors, we have to all get out and vote. And not because he's Black, but, well, yes, it is because he's Black. I'm not going to tell a lie. Yes, it is because he's Black. Don't lie. Yes, it's because he's Black. I'm Black.
But is being Black enough for President Obama this time around? For Carol Thompson and every View Park resident I spoke with, it is. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.
I'm going to be very disappointed if he cancels and I get all dressed up and get my hair done and tell all my friends to come.